Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scholar Report. Chris Regal's here, the CEO of Scholar.com. Global technology firm with business on all the occupied continents. We're going to start in Eurasia, Asia in particular. China. Headline from Reuters, Shanghai, Singapore, within these hours. Speculative fever in Chinese stocks is running red hot, writes Reuters, catching the attention of some global funds who figure local money is worth following in the market segment sheltered from tariffs and likely to ride an eventual economic recovery. Chris, a very good day to you. Speculative fever, that usually means suckers in the American parlance, but maybe different in China because their stock market isn't exactly transparent. What do you make of this idea that there are industries that are going to be sheltered from tariffs in China? Is that add up to the way people are approaching this story? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. There's a really interesting thing happening in China now because the real estate bubble has burst and that has impacted the Chinese economy greatly. The Chinese government is trying to convince investors, convince everyday people, instead of investing in real estate, move that money into the stock market. The Chinese have historically not traded in the stock market at any similarity to U.S. or European patterns because they know the stock market in China is heavily, heavily manipulated. But now the Chinese government is forcing banks to make loans to everyday citizens to put into the stock market. So they're artificially propping up the market. They cannot get external capital coming into the market the same way they used to, so they're trying to gin up internal capital to restart the economy. Unfortunately, this may be a whoever is in last before the bubble bursts problem, but it's one of the few options the Chinese have left to try to restart that economy and get it really firing again.
So the price rise in real estate that we saw for the last 10 years is assumed by whoever is running this to make available the stock market in the same way. This is a way you can save money for your family. Is that the way they're selling it?
Correct. Chinese are profligate savers. That money has to go somewhere. And now that it cannot go into real estate, with the Chinese government trying to make liquidity accessible to the everyday citizen from bank loans, putting that into that stock market is arguably non-discernible from taking it to a roulette table in China or Macau. But that being said, it's a way to try to get the population focused on making money in another way, but unlikely to end in a good fashion.
Now let's bring the U.S. in this. Sheltered from tariffs. Is there such a sector? Have you heard somebody, you know, back of the gin joint saying, come over here, I got something hot for you? What's sheltered from tariffs?
So, John, the idea would be the Chinese can continue to make and export to Latin America, to Africa, to other parts of the world. So there are regions of the world that have no tariffs on the Chinese at all. In the U.S., it's then the question of can the Chinese build finishing factories in Mexico or other intermediate countries to try to minimize the tariffs or shelter particular industries from tariff. But with the upcoming Trump administration and the high probability of increased tariffs and a renewed aggressive trade war, it's going to keep everyone off balance until the new administration gets their footing.
Tariffs applying to the high end, actually across the board, but I want to concentrate on the high end because there are restrictions in place from the Biden administration that are consistent with restrictions that were put in place by the Trump administration. Your understanding in one particular sector, the chip making, especially AI chip making, is the expectation that the CHIPS Act, famously passed by the Biden administration, is going to stay in place because it has restrictions, prohibitions, certain outcomes, you know, picking winners. Is that going to stay in place to your measure in January for the new administration?
So, John, I would imagine the policy stays in place, but the money will be all gone by January. The current administration will dole out as much of that as possible. And the big winners thus far in that have tended to be the states of New York and California, where there's been a very heavy concentration of investments from CHIPS Act. That being said, the larger policy from the U.S. of trying to keep advanced node manufacturing tools out of China and trying to keep the most advanced chipset manufacturing in Taiwan and expanding that into the U.S. is likely to continue through the Trump administration.
You've taught me three acronyms, ASML in Europe, TSMC in Taiwan, and NVIDIA, NVDA in America. One designs the chips, one builds the machines that make the chips, one actually produces the highest end chips, the AI. Is that change still intact? Will that change profoundly with the exit of the Biden people and the entry of Trump?
John, that trinity looks to continue into the future and probably continue to accelerate. Thus far, there are competitors to NVIDIA that are trying to build competitive chips and competitive platforms, but NVIDIA is still so far ahead. Same with ASML, same with TSMC, that each of those three companies are executing at a very, very high level, and it's very difficult to compete with them. The good part being that those are all Western companies and all companies that are outside of Chinese influence.
Now, the question of China and its habit of purloining. I've had a conversation with a retired Air Force general that the new high-performance aircraft just displayed by China, called the J-35, stealthy fifth generation, should be named the J-35, thank you, Lockheed Martin. Now, that's war fighting, I understand. China's been stealing from our war fighters for quite some time. Is it your information that there's gossip out there that China's stealing from SML, TSMC, or NVIDIA itself? Are they purloining?
Absolutely. The tiger does not change their stripes in those areas. The challenge really being that when you get to this very, very high level of chip making, it is truly a global community that is required to make these processes work, to make this highly effective. So the Chinese can be very, very competitive at older technologies, things that are more accessible in these most advanced technologies. They're always going to be a couple of years behind, and you can block them, slow them, but eventually with enough time and money, they will steal everything.
Coming home to America, your customers, which are sweeping across the world, but I'm concentrating on the U.S., the talk of tariffs in the Trump administration, I'm told, is genuine, and it will go forward. Does that help or hurt the franchises that have been under regulatory weight for some years?
It will certainly hurt initially in that it raises costs for base systems, base materials. Some of the greatest challenges in those franchise businesses are the regulatory climates, particularly at the state level. So one potentially good outcome may be the streamlining of federal and state regulations, especially in areas like California that are becoming untenable for many of the franchise business models.
And so it sounds like it's a mixed picture. Depends on who you are. If you're Target, it's this way. If you're Starbucks, it's that way. There's no uniform expectation.
Correct. No uniform expectation other than if energy costs are able to decline, if we can get inflation under control and stop that labor spiral, that will be helpful to the business model. That being said, it's likely that in the next 3 months, 6 months, we see more economic choppiness because we're still not fundamentally solved issues of government spending and government debt and the overhang that puts on the greater economy.
There is an opinion in headline writers that the Trump administration is business friendly. Mr. Lutnick to Commerce, for example, and the speculation about Treasury, but it will be a market savvy choice. Is that good for franchises, that the administration has an opinion that everybody should make a lot of money?
John, I think with most business people, the desire from government is simply to stay out of our way and to not overregulate or overtax us to death. Even getting to neutral is a benefit compared to today. So I think the business community looks forward to better partnerships and more pro-growth oriented policies as opposed to regulation to death.
Chris Riegel, CEO of Scholar.com. This is the Scholar Report.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.